Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I am a very touchy person, and I like to touch people if I like them, you know? Yeah. And the more I like someone, the more I touch somebody. And it's almost like me giving them permission to engage further with me. Right. You feel somebody so much better when you like them. Like, and this is coming from somebody who has people that I don't even know sometimes, you know? Not saying that I can't have good sex with strangers. Right.
You know how to
go. My sex is better when I like you.
Yeah.
Like, if I like you, I'm going to try harder.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man.
A lot of the guys that we talk to have problems with the social dynamics of just engaging with women. A lot of them don't have a lot of experience, and because they don't have experience, a lot of them and you being in the adult industry and kind of knowing yourself and being comfortable with yourself, I believe, and tell me if I'm wrong, I believe if you're talking to some guy and he's nervous, you know how to make him feel like calm down. It's okay, especially with the reputation you have and stuff, that you know how to like look, it's fine. But you know that thing where
I think my methods may be slightly unconventional, but yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about
Yeah, you know, I usually try for just like a real long hug first. Can we just hug it out?
Yeah.
Like, because I think a lot of times, I mean, I'm a porn star, and people think about sex when they see me. Mm. And
really?
Yeah. So let's get some body stuff out the way, maybe. Yeah. Like if it's appropriate, I usually try to give like a nice big long hug until the person stops shaking.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I honestly feel like body contact is a lot of the problem in the first place, you know? So let's just get that part over with.
Yeah. That's an interesting strategy. You have to do it. You have to kind of do it in reverse the way a civilian woman would do it, because imagine Google, you know, you're going out with Sarah. You know, sometimes guys and people want to Google who they're seeing just to know a little bit about them. So, you know, Googling Sarah J., there's a lot that comes at you that is going to affect you going in. So I think it's interesting that you have to do it in reverse. The way a woman would be very slow to do the physical contact, you have to go right in for it. Where I go, let me get a little bit out of
it. I think it makes all of us feel better. I feel like, you're going to be constantly nervous until we get to that point anyway.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's a lot that I could say to like,
to make that okay.
To keep you like sexually aroused in me, but also relaxed enough to be calm. So like, let's just touch a little bit.
Yeah. It's a funny thing because a lot of
even
times,
if it's just like me rubbing somebody's back or like holding their hand or something, I think like a physical touch is kind of important to get over nerves.
It's really interesting when you say it, because a lot of times I'll tell a guy, if this is the first date, you should lead off with a hug. And there should, as you move from, you know, from the initial hug to, you know, we talk about moving from venue to venue, that you escalate the touch from venue to venue. And it becomes more comfortable, because a lot of guys will not touch. Right. And then they go through the date and date's great or whatever. And then they get to the door and they want to go for the kiss. And then but there's such a wide chasm, because kissing is very intimate. So no touch to a kiss, which is something super intimate, is such a wide jump that a lot of times it's hard to get there.
You are so right. You are so right. And I never thought about it in those terms, but you are absolutely right. Like, I am a very touchy person, and I like to touch people if I like them, you know, and the more I like someone, the more I touch somebody. Okay. And it's almost like me giving them permission to engage further with me, you know, like, I might tell a story and like pat your leg or like, you know, touch your shoulder or like maybe put my arm around your shoulder or put my hand on your thigh. Mm-hmm. And that just lets you know that like I'm into it.
Right,
this is all working out.
So you're communicating in a way to kind of give permission, like a nonverbal permission.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because Sarah
I think
has
that
to
a lot
approach.
Of women do that. And
no, Sarah has to approach it the way we're trying to instruct guys to approach it, which is interesting because she has a different circumstance. So she has to initiate the physicality to let them know it's that, you know, because it's so overtly, I guess her career is so overtly sexual that it makes it comfortable for them, which is interesting because for under, you know, regular, I don't like using the word normal, but, you know, it's a different type of career. So forgive me if I use the word normal or regular, but
civilians.
Daywalkers. But, you know, it's a different
non-sex workers.
So it's a different dynamic, but it's interesting that you have to approach it in a different way. For guys, because especially like you said, Dante, going from 0 to 60 is such a difficult chasm to bridge over, you know?
Yeah. Another thing I would do a lot of times is, if I tell guys this is interesting, like if you go into dinner, instead of sitting across from somebody, I'll sit next to them. And then I will I'll put my thigh right against yours, because then this is what you're talking about. There's this contact. It's the you want to get comfortable with the touching. And when it's non-sexual or it's just I'd rather sit next to you. And you're next to them and stuff, and you know you're not crowding them, but it's almost like you're logging minutes of this contact, which is ultimately where you just go hug somebody and the clock is you just wait till they stop.
Right. You know, I think that I know how men think a little bit more than a lot of women, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I want to respect their masculinity, but also at the same time, I want to make them feel comfortable and let them know that whatever they're thinking is probably okay.
Right. And when it's not, you let them know it's not.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course. Yeah,
you'll just get up and leave, which is, you know,
you know,
it's an interesting thing how, you know, in terms of intimacy, you have such an aptitude with intimacy because of the adult. I mean, just you get good at stuff by doing it. I mean, you want to be good at it. You got to practice. And the fact that you do this, it's not awkward to you, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I have to like also take into consideration that it's awkward to others.
Yeah.
And I have to be considerate and respectful of their awkwardness. Like the way that I handle things is not normal. The life that I have had is not normal. The experiences that I've had are not normal. Right. So I have to respect where they're coming from and try to like meet them, you know?
I mean, you don't have to, but I just think it's great that it speaks to you, your empathy to do that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Where is a Sarah J meeting people these days? How is that going for you? Where are you encountering people today?
You know, I really am not great with meeting people, to be honest with you. When I do meet people, it's usually because I'm out with like a girlfriend and she starts talking to somebody who has somebody with them. And now I have to talk to that other person.
Running block.
No, it's okay. Like, I'm not like super social, and the older I get, the like less social I get, but you get a couple of drinks in me sitting at a bar and pull up next to me, I might talk to you.
That's dope. It's
a lot of the people that I like, you know, end up hanging out with or going out with, it's on like referral from another friend. It's like, oh, you know, I've got this friend, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. How does that work when you like you are internationally I don't know anybody that doesn't know you. You know what I mean? So how is that?
Yeah.
This friend, is it, but they know what you do, you know, I mean, they know who
sure.
you are.
Yeah. And, you know, the way that I navigate my life, I compartmentalize people for what we can do for each other, you know? And, it's kind of like, if I have any, job openings,
but usually
I'm not taking any applications and all the positions have been filled, but, you know, like it is really weird and I don't feel comfortable going out in public with most people. That's very hard
because of the judgment.
Yeah. Going out. Wow, so many things, you know. Sometimes I might go out with other famous people and then people mm-hmm. see us or I would just, you know what, it's just hard, let's just stay home, we'll order Uber Eats. Like that's when it always ends up happening. I'm like, oh, we go to this place and I gotta call ahead and then there's this line and the people there, they know me. And you know what? Let's just
it's
stay
weird.
Home
it's weird when all the waiters and busboys all fill your water glass coming to the table. They're like, why do they give three bottles of water here? I don't need this many bottles of water.
It just happened in DC. I was out to lunch with a girlfriend and you know, everybody knows me and I'm cool with that, but it gets awkward sometimes, you know, like there was three bottles. When you say that, there was literally 3-liter bottles on our table. Every water boy kept coming by to see if we needed more water. Every person knew my name. Oh, Miss J, do you need another Bloody Mary? Miss J, do you want some oysters? And it's so sweet. I get it. But also it's like,
all right,
kind of funny. I don't know.
I just want to be human.
Who's the most surprising person that you found outside recognize you? Any like celebrity that you're like, wow, I didn't know they knew who I was. Wow.
Obama.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone who's not Commander in Chief, other than Commander in Chief, who is the most famous?
That whole Osama bin Laden thing was kind of threw me off. I was like,
what? Oh yeah, that
apparently Osama. They found my porn in Osama. I was like, oh okay. Once that happened, I was like, fuck it. Everybody's watching me. Fuck. Everybody's seen inside of my vagina. Everybody. Nothing was. That was the one, to be honest with you. I was like, oh yeah, everybody's watching me.
That's got to.
But also Osama, when
Osama was going,
yeah,
death to America, except for Saturday.
You know, and that's so cool. It's so cool.
We could have found him so much faster if we had just sent Sarah J. If we had just dropped Sarah J. in the Middle East, we would have lured him out really quick.
It will also surprise me too when I, you know, I travel a lot and I go, you know, places like Colombia and I go different islands and stuff. And like, I'll just be someplace super random and very obscure and somebody with like no shoes on and like yesterday's clothes is like chasing me down the streets, screaming my name, you know? And I'm like, oh my goodness. Like that always is amazing to me because like you're like, you guys even watch TV? Like
you have a TV.
You guys don't look like you have electricity. Like Sarah J.
No, for
Sarah
sure.
Sarah J.
Then they gotta watch porn together.
Sarah J. It's hilarious.
They got one
TV
in the village and everybody's watching porn together, storing it. Yeah. For, like it's weird.
I was just in Curacao and I was in the equivalent of their like Coast Guard office. It's a long story, but like what a random, like weird place for me to be. Right. And a very small little office on the far end of the island, very tiny island in the middle of nowhere, you know? And I go in there and there's only 3 people in the office. Out of 3 of them, one of them recognized me and was like, can I get a picture? I'm like, this has got to be so weird for him. Like, he didn't expect to come in here and see me today.
I bet you if Elon Musk ever gets us to Mars, the first thing they're going to find is a Sarah J. DVD on top of the Mars rover.
Wow.
Absolutely.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
If you love what we're doing here, go to Patreon.com. It's the best way to support us and check out all the bonus content.
That's right. Patreon.com/Manschool202. We do weekly bonus episodes. We do listener mail, dating tips. And also, if you love the show, you can go back to the archive starting from episode one. All the episodes will be there at Patreon.com/Manschool202. Sarah, last time you were trying to get your... I remember last time you talked about forming maybe one day the Golden Girls of porn. That was your little idea that one day with your single friends. What is the thing your single friends say about dating that's lacking? What do they want out of dates?
You know? A lot of people really hate people that are in their phone and they would like a little bit more like in real life attention. Mm. You know, I think that that's probably not just with dates, but also just people. I hear a lot of people complain about that, like just in general, like, oh, like, you know, we went out the other day, but I didn't even talk to her the whole time because she was in her phone, or vice versa, you know? And I think like valuing someone's presence and looking at them when you talk to them and showing interest in what they're saying and trying to have a conversation back with them, it's like very important.
So like, and this is why I was really excited about talking to you, because you know we did Godfrey's podcast before, and you've done this one and stuff, and you know, a lot of I always like when I interview you, I want to talk about different things. I don't want to just, you know, you like come on your face, you know, it's just so contrived. You don't know how much I enjoy having you on, because Harry will tell you, I do not like having porn stars on the show.
No.
And because I don't have to tell you this, I like money. I like having sex. So I did. Right. It's like, there's so much more cultivated about you.
Sarah J will give you a different answer. If you ask Sarah J, hey, do you like it and come on your face? She goes, well, what's the pH level?
Right. I mean, it depends on the cum, right? I mean, some cum is real nasty.
The listeners of the show are guys. So I wanted to talk to you about something. We haven't talked about this. Penis size. Okay.
Oh, let's talk about it. Yes.
All right. So first of all, are you a size queen or no?
I don't like that word. People call me size queen and I'll just take it, but I would never
apologize. But why?
No, not at all. Not at all. I just don't feel like it's accurate. I'm not offended. I just don't feel like it's accurate because I can take large penises.
Right.
But I can also take small penises and everything in the middle. And I don't have to have a large penis,
but I can enjoy it. Isn't a size queen somebody?
I feel like a size queen is somebody who's seeking out the biggest penises. I'm definitely not seeking out the biggest penises.
I don't think anybody.
I can work with whatever you got.
Right. but then I would say that would mean you're not a size queen. Do you know what I'm saying?
But she's been dubbed the size queen. Right. Yeah. She's been dubbed.
Because I can take large dicks and I enjoy large dicks, but I don't like chase them down and like just look
at them. Right.
Like, you know? Yeah, I have amazing sex with like small dicks sometimes and sometimes medium dicks. Yeah. It just depends on the dick. It's really the motion in the ocean. You know, it's that old adage.
Sarah's all about diversity, whether it's ethnicity or size. She's all about are welcome in Sarah's statue.
I'm not putting nobody
vagina.
In a box.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not putting anybody.
Well, not nobody. I mean, in your box sometimes.
Unless they want to be humiliated and put in a box, then maybe you can get
right.
But I think it's important to talk about that. I think because so often guys will be like, oh, my dick's not big enough. And one of the things that, you know, that I that I really like. So one of the things that I say to guys all the time is, so if I have a process that I get a guy where he's involved in, you know, he's starting, he can't get women, he has a hard time, he has approach anxiety, mm-hmm. and nobody's going to hug it out and make it okay. One of the things is Harry and I both, we profess to have a guy pay 5 compliments a day to women every day, not sexual. They have to be honest and not just women that they find attractive. So it's just an engagement.
Sure.
Number one, it teaches them how to be truthful, because the compliment has to be honest, because it has to be truthful. 2, in order to be honest, you have to be present, which is what you're talking about, cell phones and stuff. Yeah. So you got to actually, so even if you find a woman unattractive, there's something about her. It could be her makeup or the that's a lovely green against your skin tone. It really, you know, but to stop them to take a breath, to be interested in this person and engage on a human level, creates this kind of intimacy. It also removes the approach anxiety, because what they think is going to happen when they talk to a woman is that, oh, I'm going to get cursed out. And that never happens. And moreover than not, I've had a guy, every guy that I've ever put through my plan, they'll have a situation where they'll pay a compliment to some woman. And women, a lot of times, women are very insecure and worried about, you know, what it looks like. And so this guy complimented on this young lady on her makeup. And she was like, oh, my God, thank you. I'm like, really? And she was like, I just, you know, like my dog died and I just was in a funky. And I figured I would try this lipstick and I wasn't really sure. And thank you so much. Just because they don't see women as human, like they put them on a pedestal and they don't understand that they have the. Talk to me. Come on, because I know there's something on your mind.
You know, first of all, like I do that to kind of whenever I'm nervous around a woman, not even like sometimes sexually, but for whatever reason, I might be nervous around a woman. Maybe she's a person of authority, or maybe I feel like I need to be nice to her for some reason, or like whatever reason I might be nervous around a woman, I always compliment her. Mm-hmm. And if the more nervous I am, the more compliments I throw out. Because a lot of times that also disarms them.
Yeah.
So if they were going to come at you like harshly or maybe a little rough, it kind of like softens our whole demeanor between the two of us. And I think
it's really authentic if the compliment
yeah.
is honest. Like I've complimented a girl, like she had really, her eye makeup was like she had the smoky eye going on. And I go, I love that smoky eye. First of all, she's not looking at me at any point and think that I would know what a smoky eye is. So it's like, what?
Yeah.
Right? And then in order to do a smoky eye, it takes a lot of time and effort, and it's something that you want to look right. And so acknowledging the work that women put in to be beautiful is it resonates them in a way that I think guys don't understand.
If you're a man and you see a woman and you are intimidated by her or nervous, and you look at her and you see a bunch of stuff that you could never do, like walking in heels or caring for 3 kids. You know, like when I see moms out, I'm like, praise you. Like you're doing, you know what? There was a family at the airport just recently and I stopped and I was like, you guys are doing a great job. But people appreciate compliments and it really gets you far. Because we don't compliment each other enough. And I give women compliments probably more than anybody because we really appreciate that, especially coming from women. Yeah. But we also appreciate it coming from men as well, because we just don't do that enough, especially when it's not like, oh, you look great in that dress. Well, of course, like that's what a guy's going to say. But you tell me I got a fucking nice... You like my shadow. That's like a totally different story. Nice, genuine compliments. Yeah, they're sincere. And they also open up conversation too. Like, like you said, like, oh, you know, I was feeling down today and I thought I would go a little extra zhuzh in my makeup. And now you know more about this chick. And now, you know, it can open up the door for more conversation.
Yeah. I've said this over and over again, that honesty is probably the most attractive thing about a guy. in any way. I understand that there are other variables, but at on a base level, you can have a guy who's gorgeous and he's a douchebag and he's not attractive to women because women don't resonate. And so, you know, being a guy who tells the truth, is authentic in who he is, somebody who's credible, who says, I'm going to do something and they do it, and somebody who has the empathy to know what you're going through or what you're not going through is a really important thing. And when women, I don't even know if women understand the level of that, but they know on a visceral level what that feels like. It feels warm and cozy and safe and attractive. And you get so far with that. And I'm not saying that, you know, a six pack is not great and gray hair and stuff, but on a fundamental level, the way I put it is, if you're dishonest, if I tell you I love you, how could you believe me if I'm a liar? If I tell you I got your back, how do you believe me if I'm a liar? And so at the base level, all of that goes to shit. You know, if you don't have that. So I just want to be clear. So the guys understand that I wasn't calling you a size queen, but I was just saying, are you? And you dispelled that's not it. And because we've had shout out to
I'm a sex queen. I like to have sex, good sex.
We have so much in common.
Engaging. Yeah.
But we had one of the comic friends of mine, Chloe Hilliard. She is absolutely a size queen. She's like, if you ain't got 9 to start, that's her cutoff. I'm not fucking with you. And
one time, Chloe goes, listen, maybe I'll do 7 inches, but you gotta have some good personality to make up for the missing inches.
And so she is.
That's
and
hilarious.
She was just saying, I like the fullness of it. I like the, and I told you, like, she has a preference. But I think that guys, the same way a guy will expect when you talk to a woman that you're going to get cursed out and stuff. And then when they go and they're playing honest compliments and those responses, like, oh my God, I was feeling really bad. And, the same thing is true about penis size, that it's the intimacy behind it and all that stuff underneath it that makes it the intimacy and stuff. It just affects, you know, women.
You fuck somebody so much better when you like them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, and this is coming from somebody who has sex with people that I don't even know sometimes, you know, like I'll get to work and I don't know who this person is that I'm working right. with. And maybe I've seen them, but I don't know who they are as a human being. You know what I mean? So I will tell you, my sex is better. Not saying that I can't have good sex with right, strangers. Right.
You know how to
my
go
sex
through.
Is better
yeah.
when I like you.
Yeah.
Like if I like you, I'm going to try harder. I think you're going to try harder because you like me. I think we're both going to try harder. I think it's going to be exponentially better, you know?
Yeah.
What's a thing that somebody did right before a scene that made you not like them? No, you don't have to name names, but.
Some racist shit with a girl too. And it was like, we were supposed to be in a girl boy scene. And we had this like very long wait after makeup. So we did makeup together and then we had this very long wait. And she was just saying the N-word and she was saying a lot of things. And I was not in the position where I could just like walk off, you know, like we'd already been there like 3 hours. Wardrobe was already done.
Was it an interracial scene as well or no?
It was not.
Okay. All right.
But it was two people that were Latin and then myself who was white.
Yeah.
And there was just like a lot of craziness going on. Yeah. And I just put my headphones in and I was just like, this is not part of your job. You don't let this like affect it. Cause you got to do the thing to her and you got to try to make her feel good. And literally that's what, you know, yeah, that's what I'd be like trying to. I'm like, because you know, once you don't like somebody, you don't want to make them come. Like the desire to make them come, it goes away.
Yeah,
and you're like, shit, I don't even want to make you come right now. Like,
you're an awful human being.
It's a bummer.
There is an aspect that's different in a workplace where you gotta go. Yeah, I hate your guts, but now I have to make you feel the best pleasure in the world right now.
Time to go to work.
Yeah.
Time to go to work.
Like, it's the same thing for me if I had to be an accountant. You know, I'm like, I hate math. I don't want to do this at all. Sarah.
Right.
Thank you.
You know, so you much. Mentioned something about honesty, if you don't mind me touching back on that, because it goes beyond like men trying to get women and trying to be honest. If you are honest to whoever you are around, you are going to get what you need. If you're not honest, you're not going to get what you need.
Right.
So if you are like, look, I like to have like many girlfriends. I feel that maybe I can spread my love to at least three or four girlfriends. And I feel like I could juggle like a lot of relationships. Now, if you're open and honest with somebody from the beginning, you're going to attract people who are into that. They're like, yeah, I got a couple boyfriends too. And that's fine with me.
Yeah,
but if you're not, then you're going to put yourself into situations that you're going to constantly be struggling through. So be, and I don't mean just sexually, I mean like with everything. The more honest that you are with yourself and honest with those around you, the more you're going to get what you need. So and I think that's really a powerful tool.
That's something I say, or I talk to these guys about this, the importance of authenticity and honesty over and over again. And we talk about it in terms of relationships and sexual dynamics and stuff like that. But it goes far beyond that. This is something I'm going to say to you, and then we're going to close it out. Even if somebody is 95% trustworthy, that is the definition of being untrustworthy. And so, and I'm not saying that people don't have to be, that you expect people to be perfect, but you expect people to approach with the intention on being authentic and truthful. And I think if you're truthful, you're credible, and you're empathetic, you can't, there's no way you could be a better human being. Like this, as we're flawed, there's no way you can be a better human being. So
being 95% truthful, that's like saying this ice cream only has 5% dog shit in it. Don't worry about it.
It's like those 2% human hot dogs.
You heard about that? I did.
Oh,
hear.
My goodness. Only 2% though.
Sarah, I love you to death. I mean, thank you so much for doing. I would love to have you back on again. This way, it'll give me some
pleasure.
Time to come up with these questions and only that you can answer. And I think when they hear it from you, because my tits aren't as big as yours, they believe you more than they believe me.
I had a couple experiences.
But real quick, the CBD oil is, what's the name of the company? And
it's Sarah J Self-Care Collection. You can get it at sarahjcbd.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, What Would Dante Do? The Sexual Revolution is being podcasted. Don't forget to follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/manschool202. Follow us on YouTube. I'm also doing consultations every Tuesday at 8:30, free consultations. Just call up on YouTube. We're streaming live. You want consultations from me directly, one-on-one, DanteNero.com. Click on consult. For Harry, click advice from Harry at gmail.com. Hit him up.
Yeah, just email me there.
Follow us on all social media, like and share, and also and subscribe. Thank you much, so much, Sarah. Love you much. And I can't wait to see you again. All right.
Thank you so much.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.